Welcome everybody to episode 4 of the Power League and Friends. John, Peter, how you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. We got a good episode for you. A lot of stuff to talk about. So, but let's start off what we usually do with how was your guys' weekend? John, you go first.
I went to 2013 wedding number 4.
Already?
Kind of over it.
It hasn't even really. Wedding season hasn't even started.
No.
And you're 4 in.
And I'm four deep.
How many more you got scheduled?
We have one more scheduled, and it's not until October. So if I can make it through summer, I can recharge and get back out on that dance floor, but I'm kind of over it.
I've yet to be in a wedding this year. Or been to a wedding.
Oh, nice. I admire you.
Yeah, overjoyed. I've got one. It's a little more. Melissa's a bridesmaid.
Wait. I have been to a wedding this year.
Yeah?
So you lied.
I just lied.
To all of our fans and family.
It was a good one, though. It was chill.
So what do you shake your groove thing at weddings? Do you get on the dance floor, Peter? I know John does.
I've been known.
Do you like to boogie?
Not too much.
Yeah.
But if it's a good song.
But if it's a good song, you're the one song.
Wait. What would be the song or a genre that would get Peter out there?
I don't know. I might have to, if some Michael Jackson came out.
Some MJ? Pretty standard for weddings,
pretty
right?
Standard.
Well,
yeah, Thriller.
Yeah, because it's a group dance.
Yeah.
No matter if you're black or white.
Billie Jean, I guess. I could see Peter out there.
Yeah. Not a really appropriate wedding song.
I could dance on the concrete sidewalk with the light up lights.
Better than Thriller, I guess.
Yeah.
I'd see his bow shoes out there.
Yeah. We have one on the calendar, and it's in August. Melissa's a bridesmaid. Gloria, my daughter's the flower girl, and I'm officiating the wedding. And so,
oh, wow. So what about Joel? Is he just?
I don't know if we're gonna bring him.
Joel's Dustin's son.
Yeah,
he's just not part of the fam for this.
Well, you know, he's at an age where he's kind of too old to be a ring bearer, too young to be a groomsman. You know, which, you know, he might feel a little upset that he's not in it, but we live in the glory days, kid.
Yeah,
not being in a wedding, anything that can keep me away from bridesmaids. Is a good thing, because bridesmaids traditionally aren't my favorite, though I like my wife as a bridesmaid. So you went to a wedding?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, when is wedding season where you're from? Because I've heard this before, like with some friends from Minnesota, that like you would never have a wedding in August, because August is the worst month of the year, but that's where most of the weddings in Washington are, and is it San California? When do people get married at?
Whenever you want
in Southern California.
Yeah.
It's always the same weather.
Spring till fall. You don't see too many like
winter
weddings.
You have like a 2% chance of rain.
Every day.
Yeah.
If you get married in San Diego.
Yeah. It's nice.
You know, you don't really, but in the Midwest, in Wisconsin especially, I would say June and September are the two, not between there, June and September, the months are the times when you're guaranteed the best possible weather.
Okay.
July, August are going to be humid and potential thunderstorms. Anytime in spring it could still snow or be 80 degrees. And I've been to some weddings where it's just like, this is bad.
Yeah. Now, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm pretty sure you and your bride got married in the same chapel as in the video for November Rain, correct?
Yeah.
I was there.
Slash wouldn't come. But we really wanted the guitar solo.
Yeah.
We even had a little boy look up to the sky, you know, when it sings the rain.
It's classic.
But no, we got married right here on the beach in September in San Diego.
Nice.
The wedding I went to some very different weddings. The first wedding I went to this year was up in northern L.A., and it was in an airport hangar, in a small airport, but they rented out the whole hangar, the whole place, and that was a decent amount of money on that wedding, all out, ice sculptures, everything. Then the last one we went to was in a girl's backyard, just here in San Diego. It was really fun. It was just like her really close friends and family.
This last weekend.
Yeah, good friend of Kristen's for a long time. You know, maybe like 50 people. And it was just really fun and really quaint. And then I also went to another one 2 weeks ago in Malibu.
Nice.
Yeah, Babu. I'd never been in Malibu, let alone on the beach, for a wedding there. And that one I can imagine some money was spent there too. definitely more than my wedding. So
nice. What else are you? Anything exciting?
I just got the dogs out as much as we can. Trying to really be active now that it's summer. Which is funny to say in California, but
yeah,
we had to wait for it to get nice to work out.
Heard some Beatles classical music.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Peter and I went to a classical Beatles thing.
You did something with Peter, but you forgot to bring it up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll let Peter talk more about it.
What was this, classical Beatles?
Well, when I was in college, my guitar teacher, Fred Benedetti, he's a really, really good guitarist here in San Diego.
Funny guy, too.
Really funny. And he was playing a like a tribute to Paul McCartney.
Okay.
Because it was his birthday
two
days ago.
Tuesday?
Yeah. So he did like a whole set of Paul McCartney stuff.
So it was classical guitar he was doing?
Yeah, and then he threw in some of his daughter's singing.
Oh, yeah, his daughters were there. They played a couple times, they played some instruments like bass and stuff. But
nice. Mandolin and stuff.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Where was it at?
Wow.
This is the best part.
There's a venue called Dizzy's, and it used to be in downtown.
Okay.
Right next to Petco Park in a really, like, nice little building.
Uh-huh.
So I hadn't looked at the address or anything, like, even like the day of. And then all of a sudden I was like, where is this? And somewhere in Mission Beach, and it was, like, in a jet ski showcase room.
Peter's like, he texts me. He's like, hey, man, you know, I'm going to go check out this Beatles thing. Do you want to go? I'm like, yeah. He gives me the address, and my wife and I get there. And Kristen, my wife, is like, it's a jet ski store. And there's this little door on the side that says Dizzy's, and we're like, oh, maybe it's just adjacent. But
yeah.
No. They just put a sign that says Dizzy's on the jet ski door after business hours. And you go into their showroom, and they're literally moving all the jet skis out of the showroom.
That's amazing.
And there's nowhere to sit. All the chairs are full. There's only, like, maybe 40 chairs. And this lady comes up to me. She's like, oh, if you want, you can go into the sales manager's office and get more chairs for yourselves. So we're literally going into these people's offices and took all their chairs.
Nice. And did you buy a jet ski?
No.
Out of my price range.
No.
I had some options, but I didn't go for them.
Peter sat on one for the whole show.
Though. It's not a good season to buy, because everyone's buying a jet ski right now.
That's
right? It's summer. It's not a good season to buy.
They kept telling Peter, you know, if you walk away today, I can't guarantee this model will be here tomorrow.
That was my seat.
Yeah.
I don't think I know a person that owns a jet ski anymore, or let alone someone that's bought one recently.
Yeah.
Kenny Powers.
Kenny Powers bought
Kenny
one.
Powers
but
owned
he
a
had
jet
to return
ski.
It. He had to return it.
Now, it's more fun to think of this show with all of your seats being the jet skis.
I wish. That would have been awesome.
I would have paid a little bit more, actually.
Just taking the handlebars back and forth.
I've been slapping the back of it.
Jet skiing the black.
I got the 4-seater if anybody wants to hop on.
It's a Wave Runner 2000.
I got room for more. That's amazing. All right, anything else you guys did?
Mine was pretty low-key, so that's...
Yeah, that was a good highlight. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Nice.
It is. Can we comment that it is Friday today?
Mm-hmm.
And so the weekend was 6 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm slowing down on remembering.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we try and let this podcast exist outside of time and space.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, the Power League, you know, they're another dimension.
Exactly.
The fourth dimension.
Yeah. This was, I wanted just to warm up on this question today. There is a billboard of a popular radio station. It's kind of your standard play the hits radio station. You know, your mix of 80s, 90s, today is usually what those stations will call. And we see this billboard as we're driving around on the 8. I've seen it on the 8. I've seen it on the 805. It's pretty popular. And I've seen on the 94.
I was going to say, there's one on the 94.
Mm-hmm, where they're trying to give you an idea of the bands that they play. And so they'll have a band for the 80s, and a band for the 90s, and then a band for now. And we're always a little disappointed by the band for now. Like, the ones that I've seen were 80s, MJ. They don't even put Michael Jackson. 90s, U2. Now... Train.
I think one has Maroon 5.
Maroon 5.
If Train had come out with like a fourth single,
A fourth single.
Maybe, but I mean, Michael Jackson and U2 had a lot more than four singles.
And what is U2 doing in the 90s?
They had four like platinum albums. What's that?
What is U2 doing in that 90s mix there?
They had that song.
U2 had Joshua Tree in the 80s, but then they were still big
in
the 90s.
What was the big single they had on the Batman Forever soundtrack?
Oh, the
Weird Al did a cover of it.
Hold Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me, Thrill Me. Yeah. Yeah, but like one was in the 90s,
I guess,
which is their best song.
It's a Beautiful Day came out in the...
That was right around the 99. That's the thing. But the bigger question to me is, okay, who's a better representation of the now music, which is anything kind of what, early, mid, late 2000s to now?
Well, yeah, it's interesting because they kind of skip a decade there.
Yeah, well, when they say now,
yeah, they're encompassing it.
They're encompassing 13 years.
You know, and Peter and I actually were talking about this with my wife, Kristen, and when he mentioned Train, she got real defensive of the work that they did in the 90s.
Well,
that
is an interesting thing, because Train really was, I mean, I've never liked them, but I could tolerate them a little more in the 90s. Drops of Jupiter was slightly more tolerable.
That is the worst song in the world.
See, I think Soul Sister is 100 times worse.
Worst song.
That is like the bottom of my trash can.
I mean, you know,
what
it's
about
like,
Meet Virginia?
I can
tolerate
that's bad
that.
Too. Actually, Calling All Angels is even worse. I have to endure that every Angels game.
Oh, yeah, Peter's a big Angels fan.
So, there you go, as the Angels fan, that makes sense. So, well, let's ask this then. Two questions. Who do you think it should be on that now section? And then if you could make it that it was any band, who would you want it to be?
For now.
It should be for the now section right now.
I think you have to look at bands like, and I'm not saying this is my choice, but like Daft Punk and like Flaming Lips in regards to Train. They were really, they had some big hits and did a lot of stuff in the 90s.
Compared to Michael Jackson.
No. I'm just saying, like, when you talk about Train, like, I wouldn't consider them for now, even though they're doing well and making comebacks.
Yeah.
Because I consider them bands from the 90s, and that's what I would say with Train, who I do not listen to, by the way.
What do you guys think about, like a Jack Johnson there? Jack had some big hits.
Jack Johnson.
Not global
enough. Day.
Jack Johnson has been writing the same song for 15 years.
Yeah.
Just kind of moves the chorus
I keep thinking of this image of Jack Johnson, like, walking into his manager and at the record label and like, you got any new stuff? Jack's like, well, define new. You know, like...
13-year-old girls will love it.
I got this new one about banana pancakes. Anyone? No? So no Jack Johnson.
I mean, now...
Who's cranking out the hits, though, in the same way? Because that's what it is. The hit station... Who's cranking out the hits in the same way? Like, maybe, the Foo Fighters were 90s.
Peter really brought up Coldplay.
Coldplay, yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
I don't like Coldplay, but I agree.
When did Coldplay, when did Yellow come out? I was in high school.
When did Clocks, is that Clocks was on Yellow?
Yeah.
Was that the name of the album or no?
Yellow, Clocks is the name of the album.
Okay.
Clocks, it was Clocks.
And Yellow was the...
The hit.
Hey, everybody, here's your big new band.
And they're all Yellow.
They're definitely a 2000s band. They might have come out early
They're
early
certainly
90s.
Bigger than Train. When they're, well, I think they're still bigger than Maroon 5. Maroon 5 has come out with a new song like every 3 months right now.
Well, and I feel like the lead singer, I can't think of his name right now. Yeah, he's also started to really branch out and do other collaboratives and his own stuff a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the rest of the band feels about that.
Well, he went and married Gwyneth Paltrow, right?
Is that...
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Named their kid Apple.
Wow.
Kanye.
Did you see this?
Maybe.
Kim and Kanye, they had their kid. You know, last name West, first name North.
There it is. Northwest.
Northwest. Huh?
When was this?
Yesterday.
They had the kid a couple days ago, and they named him yesterday.
Northwest. Wow.
I mean, as someone who hails from the Northwest, I still hate that name.
I just don't like Kanye. I never will.
Well,
so what band would you want to have?
Can we agree that it was Coldplay?
I think it
like
is Coldplay.
Tours with you too. Coldplay is huge.
I still
man.
Think I again, not a fan or anything, but Linkin Park deserves some credit for the 2000s.
Yeah, Linkin Park. I still put in the same in the category of Jack Johnson that they've been writing the same.
Oh yeah, it's kind
years.
Of that.
loud distorted guitar.
Like rap rock.
Sing.
Yell.
Rap for a while.
Yeah.
Sing. Rap for a while.
Gorillaz was a close second for me.
Okay.
For bands with hits in the now?
I don't know. I
can name two Gorillaz songs. And by two, I mean
how about the
one.
White Stripes?
That's the band I want it to be.
Yeah. Well, let's ask that. Because I don't think anyone sold more. Well, I mean, I think from pure pop, though, you've got to consider, like, the pop bands of, like, Justin Timberlake has been selling a lot of records in the now section, and so...
I think it's as easy for us as we approach, you know, our late 20s, early 30s, that you don't get as attached to the newer music, the pop.
I'm pretty attached to JT.
No, but I'm saying, like, the pop music, you know what I mean?
JT's pretty poppy.
Like Bruno Mars, he was the actual representative of
that. You know, I'm not
going
to buy his
billboard.
Albums or listen to, you know, the pop station.
Sure. Yeah, you're not listening to a whole lot of Pink.
Yeah, like, whereas I was 15 and 16, you know, definitely.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess that makes sense to
those types of music.
Well, then who would you want it to be? If you could just say, hey, this is the band that I want it to be.
I think it'd be the White Stripes. And specifically Jack White, because he's had his hand in so many different projects over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the White Stripes, Dead Weather, Rockin' Tours. He guest appearances on a lot of different albums. Like
Random country albums.
Loretta Lynn.
Right? Yeah.
He's great. He did a song with the Stones.
Yeah, he did the live stuff with Martin Scorsese. Just a really interesting dude.
Yeah.
I think he deserves more of a worldwide.
Back collaborated with them for a single.
Really?
Yeah, Conquest single, he's on all five of those songs.
I didn't know that.
He doesn't sing, but he did
really interesting.
He did the five singles with them.
I have that, but I didn't know it was Beck.
Yeah, Beck's on there. I love all five of those. It's great.
What about you, John?
This is tough, man. John kind of froze in the 90s.
He's frozen. He's wearing plaid right now.
I am. I'm wearing plaid. I stole it from the Northwest, Dustin's Closet.
We don't have the monopoly on it. We just wear it best.
I mean, you know, Pearl Jam has come out with four albums.
Pearl Jam is
in the
not,
2000s.
Not
no.
the choice
no.
of the 2000s. Well,
four albums.
If
we can talk about
four
Pearl
albums,
Jam in a different
they've sold
day.
10 copies of each. They're not big in the 2000s. You could put them in for the 90s. They're arguably just as big as you two in the 90s. But
90s was awesome. Man, I struggle. I mean, I guess I'll just default to the White Stripes because I like them a lot. Peter's really turned me on to a lot of the music in the last 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the whole catalog. I listen to it all the time.
You celebrate the man's entire collection.
I do. It's great. I mean, it's just the thing about the White Stripes and Jack White is it's so simplistic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, let's just get a drum and a guitar and just go.
Very raw.
Maybe we'll hit up a piano.
Not all of his stuff, though.
More of his White
just
Stripes.
Just the White Stripes
stuff.
The other stuff too.
That was
in part
because his sister wasn't a very good drummer.
She's solid.
Yeah.
She's solid. She definitely grooves with
them. Do you think that she played him on the track? I've heard rumors that she didn't play it on the track.
He probably stepped in a little bit.
You know. But there is another band that I really like, totally not well known, but they're called the Pac AD.
Okay.
And they're a White Stripes type band.
That's a good band.
Okay.
It's two women. One has a guitar, one has a drum, and they just go for it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So how about you, Dustin?
I don't know. It's a tough question. I think if I could choose, I like Muse a lot. I think Muse is actually on that trajectory because their most recent album was kind of all over the place, but.
They have a lot of hits, though, that you could say they're a 2000s.
They're in the running, you know, for sure. You mentioned Beck. Beck's been making songs since the early 90s. So,
I love Beck.
I enjoy Beck a lot. Other than Kid Rock, which I'm just kidding.
Vault the ball, really.
I would probably go with, I mean, the person that, the albums and the artists that I've listened to the most in the 2000s is by far Damien Rice. It's
Damien
not even
Rice.
Close. Damien Rice is just an acoustic guitar. I mean, he'll do some instrumental stuff.
Ireland folk.
Yeah.
Is that,
and
that's the genre?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I actually went to a
it's
record
not,
store one time and I was looking for it. I couldn't find it and they said it's in our Irish folk. And I was like,
yeah, it's not really folk music.
It's not.
It's just a guy on an acoustic guitar.
Have you heard today's music, like Mumford and Sons and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
They're calling that today's folk.
It's pop folk. It's not.
I don't know how to categorize. I just saw that the other day, and I was like, I guess I never would have categorized it that myself.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll use a mandolin and throw in a banjo in there. Yeah. I don't know if that considers it folk music.
I have no idea. I don't know what the definition of folk is.
The slowness. Maybe it's today's singer-songwriters.
Yeah,
you know?
Kind of the annoyingness of it all.
Like Cat Stevens.
Yeah, I would go with Damien. Damien has come out with two albums, 9 and O, and they're probably my two favorite albums ever.
I would say O is better than 9.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's... It was his first one, too, and so... Or that kind of exposed his thing.
What is your favorite track on that album?
That's a good question. Cheers, Darlin's a good
one. That's a good one.
Amy...
About Cold Water, no?
Cold Water's really good, yeah.
We could check this out.
Yeah, Damien's really good. I listen to Damien while I do the dishes.
Really?
And I just sing at the top of my lungs.
Good little house. I
at the bottom of my shirt wet, as you do when you do the dishes.
I actually heard that when he recorded Cheers, yeah. Darling, that he was actually a little bit intoxicated.
Yeah, well,
it
makes sense.
The best music comes
he
out.
He says in one of his live albums that... he has a hard time recording because he always gets so depressed, and that he makes better songs when he's depressed, and so he's not sure he wants to make any more albums, which is, you know.
Isn't that every, like, successful artist revealed this to the public?
Well, depression and...
Depression and drugs.
And so on and so forth.
Last Damien Rice. Have you heard him sing Radiohead?
Which one?
Creep.
I think so.
He did it live for a radio station one time.
I was going to say, Creep is so... Creep and Hallelujah are just covered by everybody. And so they're not necessarily standouts, but I can look it up.
It's good.
You guys, real quick, how do you guys feel about Metric?
Metric's good.
Metric's got a nice little unique sound to them.
I actually prefer Emily Haynes' solo stuff.
Oh,
a little
really?
Bit better.
Okay.
Check Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton. It's pretty good.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Did you guys switch your topics? Did anybody watch the NBA Finals last night other than me?
Let's see.
I watched some of the game on Tuesday night. That's all I can say.
I saw some of the game.
Last night, but you didn't watch it.
No, I was at California Pizza Kitchen, and it was
CPK.
In the background.
Can you tell me who won?
No.
John, can you tell me who won?
The Spurs.
Was it?
Are you lying?
I'm guessing.
Oh, my God. Hey, guys.
I'm going to go with the Heat. I'm going to go with the Heat, and then near John will be correct.
All of your... baseball arrogance again, just through the roof. You don't even know who won. The Heat won. It was really an
we knew who
series.
Played.
There was a lot of blowouts, but then game 6 and 7 were really close. You didn't watch, you don't care. The
Lakers weren't in it. So
there's a couple interesting things that happened in there. The Spurs were going for their 5th title in like 12 years, which was kind of dynasty level.
Yeah.
Didn't get it. Instead, LeBron and the Heat got their 2nd in a row. I think it's the 3rd or the 4th for Dwayne Wade. Chris Bosh, I think, had 0 points. It's despite being
really?
Part of the big three.
0 points?
Yeah, I think he was close to shut out. And so, I don't know. It's an interesting game. But you guys don't care, which we can just move on.
I did see a guy drain a 3-pointer with no shoe on. That was the big thing on Sports Center.
with a no shoe on.
Yeah, it was a big highlight on Wednesday morning on ESPN. And I want to say it was Miami. I mean, I wasn't even paying attention, but the one thing I was going to ask you about the playoffs was I heard that when listening to ESPN, they were saying that the Spurs don't necessarily have like any really big standout players, and that was the night.
Well, not anymore. Yeah, I mean they have Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and. Ginobili and stuff.
But I know who Tim Duncan is.
Yeah, but they're
from back
he's
in
old
the day.
Now, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was drafted in like 99.
When I paid attention. I used to pay attention like when they had the expansion teams.
Yeah.
But
which in San Antonio, one of the few teams that came over from the ABA. That's an,
okay.
It
do you
want to
talk
anything to
you. Real quick about losing your team?
No, that's too painful.
Okay.
Hopefully we get one back.
Yeah. All right.
But let's bring up a different issue. That can be our sports for now. Yesterday, Instagram, a popular social network that is known for photos and known for narcissism and known for letting any amateur photographer put a filter that some person used to have to spend hours to come up with in Photoshop, now you can do in one click. Released a new feature, which is, Peter?
Which is Instagram video.
And now they're going to put, we're assuming they're going to put Vine out of business.
Well, I think that was their plan. I mean, that was pretty quick. Vine's come up on the scene in maybe the last, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
Been on people's radar for, like, 3 months or so, probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's dead.
It's dead.
I mean, there's different outlets. They're totally different outlets, but I don't see Vine surviving unless they do a total, like, market shift towards just being more...
Well, how do they differ?
Well, Vine... Primarily, there's a lot of, like, entertainment and comedy on there.
Yeah.
Versus Instagram, people use it for more of, like, more of, like, an artistic medium.
Uh-huh.
And, but right now, I don't think the video features is, like, up to par, that people can post really good stuff.
The Instagram feature
yeah.
video isn't up to par?
It's better than the Vine stuff, but,
okay.
like, if people, because there's, like, big people that get followed, like, through their photos... And you can do pretty good photos
yeah.
through Instagram,
yeah.
but I don't feel that there's enough video editing in there yet.
To make it as good.
Unless you just want to post a stop motion of your food.
So,
which Peter likes to do.
That's what
no,
I
do
said,
not.
I was, you know, Instagram was pretty much just pictures of people's food, and so now I'm going to get video of their food as well.
Yeah, I'm not super thrilled on the whole video thing because I feel like people are now just gonna be really reckless and be like, oh, I'm gonna film this TV commercial because it's funny and put it on
yeah.
there. Like, I don't want to see a commercial.
People do that on Vine too. They just only have 6 seconds to do it.
Yeah,
so
now I have 15 seconds.
Do you think this has an impact on YouTube as far as people posting their you know stupid comedic videos on YouTube now?
I think it does. I mean, there's big like comedy people. Like, you know, Jim Gaffigan, comedian Chris, they big followers that they'll post a 15-minute or 15-second short, and it's funnier to me than some 3-minute video.
Yeah, I in some ways I prefer the shorter videos, right? Because, nobody's going to take down YouTube, but...
No, I mean, they'll still have their videos and the... All
but
the
for
stuff.
Short clips.
Yeah,
like,
for the short clips, they're...
Oh, yeah.
Like, you mentioned comedian Chris there, you know, Chris Williams is his name, but at comedian Chris... He's a guy that has a few thousand Twitter followers, a few thousand Instagram followers, but has like 17,000 Vine followers, despite the fact that he's not a huge Jim Gaffigan name, but he like perfected the little
yeah,
6 second
he produces
video.
His videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're really good. I'm with you. I think that, like, I was scrolling through it. I did a video or two. It's weird to me that Instagram has video now.
Mm-hmm.
It feels a little bit like a compromise in some ways. Like, I liked looking at pictures on Instagram. That's what it was. It was a picture site.
Yeah, I feel like they did compromise just to get in Vine's, you know, market share.
Yeah.
I mean, look at look at Hulu and YouTube now. It's like you can't watch anything without commercials.
Mm.
Yeah.
And their whole thing in the beginning was, we're commercial free.
Yeah. For a season.
When Instagram, exactly. Instagram starts putting ads in their feed, I'm out.
That's it?
I'm out?
Yeah.
Pizza out.
Really, though?
Maybe.
They'll just be really upset about it and complain, but still.
Yeah, Peter, you're an Instagram user who has upped your game over the last month. But would you admit that before that, you were kind of the standard, stereotypical... Pictures of my food.
I was,
pictures of my,
well, you,
pictures of my feet at the beach.
It's there. It's documented. It's on my Instagram feed.
Actually, Peter goes.
Oh dear Delgado. OHDEARDELGADO.
That is correct.
Oh dear Delgado.
He goes to a once a week meeting about people that used to post pictures of their food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a support
Instagram
group.
He does actually go to Instagram meetings.
I do.
Meetups.
Yeah.
Insta meets.
It's like a flash meet.
They're actually pretty interesting. Like, you go there and you actually don't end up taking photos. Really.
Yeah.
It's just like all these people that really
like
into Instagram.
Scam.
Huh?
Sounds like a scam.
No, what's really cool about it is, like, it's a lot of, like creative professionals,
you
know? You
guys all want to move in together?
Yeah.
We're getting
an
RV.
Did you get to watch the, I don't know if you saw it before, the video I sent you last night?
I actually watched it on the way here.
And?
Well, it's, you were fearing, hold on, John's referring to, it came out a while ago,
College Humor
did a parody, a Nickelback parody on Instagram users. It was everything, like, let me take a picture of this old old rustic door, this duck's walking by, let me take a picture
of the filter on.
Oh, yeah, it was
five likes,
yeah,
five likes.
It was great.
But I thought,
but now, Peter, you're, because the thing is, Peter, you're an actual photographer with good photography skills. And so when you start to add some of that elements, your Instagram feed is far more entertaining.
Yeah, I've definitely upped my game over the last couple couple months.
You're blowing up right now.
Do you feel
followers?
You're limited because like it's so easy and fast to use the iPhone instead of a better real camera?
I actually enjoy shooting more with my phone than a camera. Like, I don't know, I feel like I have to capture it in a certain way. I'm really limited.
Hmm.
I almost feel like I'm using like an old... like 70s camera, you know, like where you have to just like, I mean, these new cameras, you can do so much.
Cameras these days.
Yeah, no, you can do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the, you know, you can zoom in with the focuses and different things. And,
yeah.
Here I'm like, I'm pretty stuck in this frame and I have to use a square and it's really challenging and just, you know, capturing that one single moment.
Yeah.
Like, whereas like, if I take my other camera out, I'll go on vacation, I'm taking like 2,000 photos and I'm not really like focusing myself.
Yeah.
Versus
yeah,
I'll go out
right.
Someone down, but I'm taking one photo, done.
Nice.
That captured the whole day.
Yeah. Yeah, Instagram is, it's not something that I've, each social media, you know, kind of thing has its own purpose and some are better than others. I'm far better at Twitter than I am at the Instagram. It's hard to, because I'm trying to, like I want to build a comedic platform. And that's easier to do with words than for picture than pictures for me. But some people do it really successfully. I don't know. It's interesting to kind of think of how each of them relate and where does Facebook exist in all of this for
people that have kids to show.
Yeah, that's on all of them too.
I think if you put a video of dad, you being dad,
yeah,
it's hitting nuts. You'll get a lot of hits
well,
for your comedic platform.
In the 90s, man. That's how you won $10,000.
Yeah.
You send that in America's Funniest Home Videos.
America's Funniest Home Videos had a montage
yeah.
segment of people getting hit in the junk.
Yeah, or in the face sometimes.
Yeah.
It's just the old pitch, the wiffle ball to the kid, yeah. So which of the, you're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Vine,
yeah.
Pinterest.
Where does it end?
Are you on Pinterest?
I am on Pinterest.
And what am I forgetting? Am I forgetting any of them?
LinkedIn, all of those.
LinkedIn, you're crushing on LinkedIn right now. What's your favorite?
Oh, obviously it's Instagram.
Instagram, but you like it because of the artistic nature of it.
I like the artistic nature. I feel like it's condensed.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't have to like read all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
it's on Spotify.
Not a strong reader.
No, I like to read, but like I'd rather someone just post a photo of what
yeah.
they're doing instead of like
it's,
I'm here.
The video has already watered down Instagram quite a bit.
Like,
people are playing around with it. Like I saw a video yesterday. Someone just was, like took a 15 second video of just their kid rolling around on the floor, and it was not.
Yeah,
it
well,
wasn't interesting because it just continues. Because you can do things like I threw a video up on Vine of Gloria beating me up. But it was like, here's a scene, stop, here's a scene, here's an... Like, going back and forth, not just a continuous loop of a 15-second little kid
yeah.
rolling around on the floor.
Well, I was... I actually read, like, a blog post of this guy who actually made a really good Instagram documentary about how he was saying, like, that Instagram community needs to step up their game for the video.
Yeah.
So like it can elevate like the quality so
mm-hmm.
people are not like, oh, let's just post a picture of kids rolling on the floor or a TV commercial. So
yeah.
if you see like higher quality like video, like, oh, we can do this, you know,
yeah.
you can make like really cool creative things for that. So like
yeah.
I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm kinda like hesitant to use the video right now.
Yeah.
But if I do, I'm gonna try to like really step up my game with it and not just
yeah.
post a picture of a kid rolling on the floor.
Yeah, it'd be even weird because you don't have kids.
Yeah, it'd be
somebody else's kid rolling around on the floor.
So it might actually be kind of funny if Peter did it.
Yeah, it'd be random.
If you know Peter, he's like, look at this kid at Vine rolling
on
the floor.
If it was Kid Rock rolling around on the floor.
Kid Rock, yeah.
Yeah. It's all old news.
Let's segue briefly here. There was a movie that came out 2 weeks ago. It was called Man of Steel.
It's been 2 weeks already.
Something like that, yeah, because we saw it on its second weekend, which was this last weekend. So I think it's been out for a couple weeks.
It came out last Friday. So yeah.
Two Fridays ago?
No, last Friday.
So
a week
for a week.
A week from today. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we saw it earlier than I realized. John, have you seen it yet?
No.
Well, you can contribute to the character conversations we'll have in a second. Peter, you saw it.
I did see it.
Your thoughts?
My thoughts.
Can I ask two questions for Peter?
Yes.
Did you fall asleep or leave?
No.
Okay. Just to clarify.
Did you make anyone else leave?
I did fall asleep a little bit.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Is that true? You were such an old man these days, Peter. You're sleeping through movies.
I was driving back from Orange County, and it was a midnight show, and I had work the next day. And I'm not a big Superman fan. So, like, there's a lot of things going against me right there. I fell asleep for probably 5 minutes. That was it.
Yeah.
I nodded off.
I fell asleep during two of the big blockbusters of the year, Star Trek 2 and then Superman.
I don't fall asleep to movies.
Well, you can't say
apparently
that
anymore. That's a trend right now.
Yeah,
but
fall asleep in...
if I recall, the only other movie that I did fall asleep in was the other Superman movie.
Well, it's Star Trek.
I didn't see the end of that movie. I fell asleep.
Superman? I fell asleep like when Lex Luthor was doing some crazy thing.
What was the name of that one?
Superman Returns or...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Even, I've cast it out of my memory.
Yeah.
Like a leper.
The bad Superman movie? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Was,
well,
so
what did you think of Man of Steel?
Okay, well, I really liked the director and, you know, it was Christopher Nolan produced, so I had some high hopes for it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good movie, but just that I'm not a Superman person.
Yeah.
I really didn't enjoy it as much as I would.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it was like a Batman or, you know, just an Avengers movie, but I thought it was a solid movie. There wasn't really any plot holes.
Yeah.
But there was just, I felt like the plot was just slightly boring to me.
Yeah. You're kind of in that same category as me, is that if it were, like, it was well produced, pretty well written, just not a particularly intriguing character for you?
Not really. Batman's just like that, you know, he's like that mythological hero that really has... everything has to be epic, like his confrontations have to be epic.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't feel like his... the villains that he's fighting is very, you know, worthy of fighting him in the first place.
Yeah,
epicness.
And, yeah, they're not really good.
Yeah.
And just,
Superman, that is?
Yeah. And I just feel like...
Well, I mean, in this one, didn't he? I mean, he had a
General Zod, I mean, was pretty epic.
You mentioned Zack Snyder being the director... Do you think he was the right choice for Superman?
I feel like
powerful drama, really.
I feel like there could have been a different director, because I like Zack Snyder's style, but
sure.
I don't feel like it was really prevalent in.
Yeah, was it appropriate for Superman? Should they have went?
Well, Zack Snyder, right, known for 300 and
Watchmen, yeah,
and
that's what I'm saying.
Sucker Punch,
Dawn
of the Dead,
yeah.
Not really that, you know, is Superman, is he more of, should he have been more of that Avengers type, maybe a little comedy and joking around?
There was no comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Which you wouldn't expect from Zack Snyder.
Wasn't there?
There was maybe one left.
Maybe,
and I don't
even
remember.
Maybe Peter fell asleep during the gag reel.
So what was your initial thoughts on the movie?
There were a couple of things. I was in the same category as you in that I don't find it that riveting of the storyline. I don't find Superman an alien sent from another planet with... Like, I think there was a time and a place where people find that interesting.
Like 40s.
Yeah, exactly. to me, I've always said to Superman that I feel like he was obviously like the first superhero ever created. That we gave him seemingly unlimited power. One tiny little minute weakness.
And good looks.
And good looks. The whole Clark Kent glasses thing is classic. We'll just put on the pair of glasses. You won't even know. You know, it's obvious to me.
It's interesting you brought up the weakness, because I know I haven't seen it, but I read that Zack Snyder made it a big point to not have that at all be mentioned or appear in the movie.
Yeah, which it doesn't.
Yeah,
they did a good job
with the kryptonite. But I thought that's interesting. You know, you say this guy has one weakness, and they're like, "Yeah, we're not going
to
talk."
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense that in the, because it really was meant to be an origin story, so you get introduced to the character, which is why he had him fight Zod and everything. So I'm sure it'll come up in future movies, if it gets future movies. Do you know if there are more coming?
I'm pretty sure there'll be another one.
Yeah, I mean, the production value, like, it looks really good at times, you know? I thought Krypton, like, all those scenes were really Krypton. Those scenes
Russell
really
Crowe
good.
Was very,
Russell
very
Crowe was
good.
Entertaining, you know? The,
Lois Lane was bad.
Well, Lois Lane wasn't great, but that was Amy Adams. Here's the thing, though, like, kind of to the character. To me, Superman fight scenes can only look so interesting. Like, okay, so he flies. Well, visually, Iron Man looks cooler when he flies. The suit just looks cooler to me than just a guy with a big cape mm-hmm. flying around.
Because he doesn't have a propulsion system.
Yeah, he has super strength. Okay, Hulk looks cooler with his super strength. And so does Thor, for that matter. Like, I just feel like on a personal, interesting character, Batman's a lot more interesting of a character.
Wolverine is way...
Yeah. Yeah,
interesting. They have different levels, but in regards to the direction they're going to go with Superman in more movies, is DC released a statement saying that they're going to do the opposite of the Avengers, and they want to do an ensemble movie for the Justice League, and then have all the characters get.
Is that officially announced? I know there's been all kinds of rumors floating.
It's out there if you look it up. But yeah, they want to go opposite. Except obviously, Man of Steel's a little different because they already did it. But
well,
now they
are what, six or seven Batman movies in.
Well, there's also
and
the
a
big
Green Lantern movie.
There's a big debate: do you have Superman and Batman in the Justice League movie? Since they're successful canons on their own.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine a Justice League movie without them.
I mean, you know, I don't know that much about any of the other characters.
Flash really, you know, giving me a super riveting plot line for an hour and a half.
He's fast.
He's very fast.
Yeah.
One thing that I liked about the movie, you saw it, was the some of our character names from the home planet. So this would be fun. The general's name was
Zod,
and Superman's real name is
Kyle,
and Superman's dad's real name is
Jor-El.
And Superman's real mom's name is?
I have no idea.
Laura.
What?
Kyle, Jael, Zod, and Laura.
Was it spelled? Do you know how it's spelled?
I was looking at IMDb. I think it's L-A-R-A, which is not the most common, but still.
It's a very alien name.
It should have been like L-O-R hyphen A.
Yeah, it's just, Laura. It was so funny because Zod, Laura. I thought it was funny to each other. I mean, comparing, you briefly touched on this idea, comparing to the Batman movie, I just feel like it's not fair, because you can't, they tried to put you in Clark's shoes with...
They definitely tried to make it a little bit more, make it more human and stuff.
As far as aliens go.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Like, the internal conflict was not there. Like,
yeah.
I like that in Batman, that he's struggling with something, you know. You know, just this whole character, just seems really, like, too godlike to make something really interesting. About.
Yeah, I did like at the end, I mean, the Superman character traditionally does kind of work hand-in-hand with the American government.
Yeah.
You know, again, showing back to its roots, like Captain America, like, well, we can't have a superhero that would be anti-authority. He has to, you know, be in cohorts with...
Do we compare him in the Marvel Universe pretty much to Thor? Would that be the equivalent?
Yeah, he has a couple extra powers, obviously.
But someone not from Earth, I guess?
I think it's more a Hulk comparison. But in some way, are you saying in power or in...
The character itself.
The character
like
probably
Thor-like. He's an alien. I mean, Thor is not
got a cape.
Alien, but both have a cape. A red cape.
Yeah, they're both very handsome.
Yeah.
I don't think there's really an argument for Batman movies versus Superman movies.
It's hard for me to argue Batman movies versus any movie. Like, Batman movies usually get the win for me.
I still love
superhero movies, definitely.
Yeah, and The Dark Knight's up there with my favorite movies of all time. So.
Dark Knight is excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone can agree that is an excellent, well-made movie. To me, it is the...
Which one?
The best.
Dark Knight is the second one, right?
So if you had to throw down between the recent three Batmans and the first three Star Wars.
Whoa.
I was getting out of nowhere.
Like, whoa.
Oh, I'm just saying they're trilogies. They came out together. most people today, young people today, would take the Batmans over the Star Wars in a heartbeat.
Well, they don't
Star
know
Wars,
Star Wars.
Star Wars is old news.
Star Wars
hasn't been good in a long time.
I think Star Wars as a trilogy is better than
okay.
the Batman trilogy.
Is any one of them better than The Dark Knight?
Dark Knight is such a solid movie, but
it's
such a
John, don't make this material discussion.
It's a different time, you know?
It's a different time.
And you would say, if you talk to kids about Star Wars today, you know, they're clearly latched on to the new ones because... it was made almost for kids.
They're more attached, well, that's true, but they're almost more attached to Clone Wars.
Yeah, because it's a cartoon.
Which
was
pretty good, yeah.
They have all the action figures, all the fun stuff.
I think a more interesting discussion is just the Superman versus the Batman character. You know, whether it was in the comics, movies, the Super Friends cartoon. Come on now. I've always actually thought that the two of them, Superman is interesting to me when Batman is around. Because they're so contrasting. There's the old, I forget which comic book it came from, there was, who were they dealing with? Some villain makes a reference to Batman, always just a man, and Superman defends him and says, well, he's the most dangerous man on Earth. You know, knowing that even though Batman was super limited, and you know, people always poke fun at that, there's very little college
humor.
That's
why
like
I like
that.
Batman, because I was a kid, I was like, I could be Batman.
Theoretically.
I think it was Frank Miller's run when he did Batman, was you know, he really brought out more of like the detective
mm-hmm.
side of Batman, and like him just being not so much a you know, fist fight him guy. It was like
yeah.
he was, you know, actually doing work behind the scenes and trying
to
catch
people. Yeah, well, detective, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the thing that that you can't, that even if you have all the superhero powers in the world, you can't necessarily have a mind like that, which
right.
has always been super interesting. And for the record, there's always the talk of who would win in a fight. Superman and Batman did have a couple little throwdowns.
There's some fisticuffs.
Most famously, I feel like, in The Dark Knight Returns, which is the Miller graphic novel.
Yeah.
Where, spoiler alert for a comic that came out 25 years ago, Batman does win that little throwdown. Because he wouldn't go into a fight without what you need to
without
fight Superman.
What you need.
Which you need to
which
fight
is
Superman.
Robin.
Which is actually Green Arrow.
Oh, it's a
Green
Arrow.
Arrow shows up and shoots an arrow.
Who is a Justice League member, correct?
Yeah. And yeah, he's going to be the one to carry the movie.
I don't know if he'll be in it because of the show.
Yeah.
The Arrow the show. I don't know if DC
CW loves their Justice League. This they had
Smallville.
Smallville.
A lot of people appeared on that too.
Not
a lot of heroes.
The Bats?
No. They had
let's talk villains real quick.
Okay.
Comparatively. I think Zod's an interesting villain. More so than Lex Luthor, who is the marquee one.
Yeah.
But I thought Zod was interesting because that whole idea of he has all Superman's powers, but he's also trained to be the soldier, you know?
I think it's really interesting with the Dark Knight trilogy. Batman's characters, the villains, are typically so... I don't know what the word is. They're kind of goofy and out there.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty cheesy.
Yeah, like, especially the one with Schwarzenegger and George Clooney.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know...
they're definitely way more colorful than any Superman.
Oh, yeah, the Riddler.
But
the
I think it was how they brought it real world, kind of, for this last trilogy.
Yeah.
It was good how they brought him in, you know, even the Scarecrow.
Yeah, Nolan specifically tried to get villains that were a little bit more, believable.
Sure. Yeah.
But definitely had that,
yeah.
the character that was really interesting.
Yeah, I prefer Batman, the whole arc in general... starting with the marquee character and the villains, just because I feel like they're more creative. They took more risks.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Mr. Freeze. Probably the greatest villain ever on camera. Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze.
Definitely.
That was terrible. Terrible.
Well, gentlemen, it's been fun. We cut it a little short today, guys, but thanks for listening, everyone. Appreciate you listening. Please tell your friends, share it on your Facebook, make an
Instagram
video.
Whoa.
Tell people
I just upped my game there.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody.
Take care.